An easier immigration process was urged by many who marched yesterday in Milwaukee. Michael Pettis is of Mexican descent and wants more rights and access for Mexican immigrants.
This country was taken by blood, you know what I mean? And we're not going to take it back that way, but we're going to use our minds and our will and our emotions to get it back. Or at least get our citizenship.
Using head and heart may not convince Congress to act on an immigration reform plan this year. Ricardo Chavez, brother of the late farm workers organizer Cesar Chavez, says he doesn't know what's going to happen. But Chavez says politicians ought to make note of the tens of thousands of people who turned out in places like Milwaukee.
This is really, really something to admire. The people were called, they came, they responded.
Chavez warns of immigration measures that would break up families. But nationally, Republicans and some Democrats generally want tighter immigration controls. While the federal battle plays out, State Representative Pedro Colon hopes Wisconsin lawmakers hurry to opt out of a plan to require proof of citizenship to get a driver's license. The Milwaukee Democrat says the ID program would encourage some immigrants to break the law.
And they're going to be driving without licenses. We are not going to know who they are. Our roads are going to be unsafe.
Colon also says immigrants would be hurt by a related plan to raise driver's license fees. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.